Rehina. The Canadian Western Agribition wraps up Saturday after a successful return to normalcy following a pandemic restriction-filled past 2 years. The crowds were back at the Real District venue, with Agribition welcoming people interested in the livestock industry and agriculture from across Canada, as well as an estimated 1,200 international guests from 63 countries. At the wrap-up news conference Saturday morning, Canadian Western Agribition President Kim Hextall provided some numbers on what transpired during the week with cattle sales. Total sales as of Saturday morning stood at $1.67 million, which is above their sales in 2020 and 2021. That number is set to go up with another auction that day. The average price per live animal sold was at $15,000. At the Speckle Park sale on Wednesday, a cow was sold to Australia for $48,000 and a heifer calf has sold for $30,000. At the Solid Gold Limousine sale on Wednesday, sales topped at $40,000 for a heifer calf and $32,500 for a cow, with both going to Texas. Other highlights included a Charolais cow selling for a high of $49,000 and a calf for $41,000, Herefords topped their sale for $25,000, and an Angus bred heifer sold for $37,000 on Friday. "Those are really fantastic numbers," said Hextall, who said it just goes to show that people are really interested in the genetics they're coming here and buying. CWA CEO Sean Kindop was delighted with how the week has gone in terms of people coming back. Final attendance figures aren't expected until next week, but it will be up from last year's pandemic attendance. "Prior to 9 a.m. yesterday, we reached full 2021 attendance, which is beyond exciting. We're very proud. You never know what happens after a pandemic," said Kindop. He also noted 3 of 4 nights had sold out for the rodeo. "Agribition's back and we truly feel it," said Kindop. "With the livestock numbers being back, the international being back, the guests being back, Agribition truly is back and we're super excited." The numbers were achieved in spite of the return of the famous Agribition weather. There were cold temperatures and snow during the week, but it didn't stop people from coming, including the many school groups and kids that came through to see the multitude of animals. There was an announcement made Saturday morning about next year's show. Kindop said in 2023 Agribition will be hosting the Canadian Animal AgTech Awards. "It's something we're very excited about, because animal AgTech is on the rise all across the world," said Kindop. "It's super cool. I never thought when I was talking with my in-laws that you would be able to not have a fence and keep your cattle contained, but that's the way technology has progressed. We are proud, so we want to be able to give them at home, and we think that that home is no better than being at Agribition." There were a few highlights on the schedule for the final day. The annual Agribition Beef Supreme is set for 4 p.m. at the Chevrolet GMC Arena. It is another sellout crowd for the final night of the Maple Leaf Finals Pro Rodeo at the Brandt Center starting at 7 p.m., and it will be followed by the second night of the party on the Dirt Cabaret, which is also sold out.